Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weekly Yap, the Yes And Podcast. This is Travis Thomas, and today I'm excited to sort of debut a new subcast called What Is Your Yes? And What Is Your Yes is all about me being out on the street, sitting at cafes and coffee shops, kind of putting an offering out there to anyone who wants to sit down at the mic, talk, and share a little bit about their story, and more importantly, what is their yes? What are they passionate about? What's their purpose, and what are they really excited about in life? And so the very first, what is your yes? I'm over here in Anna Maria Island, Florida, finishing up a project that I'm working on, sitting at this great little taqueria called Papo's. And yesterday, one of the employees popped out and said, you know what, man, what are you doing? What's the giant microphone for? And we got talking, and he's a musician and just a neat guy. And I'm like, dude, you are the perfect guest for the very first, what is your yes? So please enjoy, and here it is with Johnny. Johnny, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, it's been a little iffy day. You know, it's been kind of up and down, a little slow. But okay. I'm good, though. Overall, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. And drank some ginger kombucha. I was feeling a little rough earlier, which we got the ginger kombucha on tap. It's amazing. Have you tried it?
I have not. I can tell you that I'm a huge Papo's fan, though.
Yeah, dude, you should try it, man. It's great for your stomach. Like, yeah, because I was feeling rough this morning. Okay. A little too much tequila, you know.
Last night.
It happens. But that ginger kombucha, best hangover cure ever. I swear.
And so now, Johnny, tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you always lived in Florida?
I have always lived in Florida, yes.
Okay, this particular area?
Bradenton, Florida. I just moved out to Anna Maria about 6 years ago.
Okay.
I'm living in town again, but I still work out here, hang out here. I mean, it's completely different, even though we're only 2 miles away. And Anna Maria Island is pretty much considered like a subset of Bradenton, you know, because that's how you get there. It's completely different out here. Just the mentality out here is like, it's a lot more laid back.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's on, you know, island time, quote unquote.
More vacationing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's more set to my, my speed, I guess, you know,
in the
city. Not too much. Uh-huh. Sleepy little island town. Perfect for me.
All right. So Johnny, so what is your yes? What is yes to you?
My yes is, well, music.
Yeah.
Specifically, but I guess the arts just in general.
And so what kind of musician are you?
I was in a marching band from like sixth grade to senior year. That's where I learned a lot of theory. And I play a little bit of guitar, bass, drums, a little bit of keyboard. I'm like a jack of all trades, master of none, you know.
Yeah.
But that's still better than a master of one.
That is absolutely true. Now, are you currently in a band right now?
I'm actually not in a band. Just doing like a little bit of like acoustic stuff with friends. Just hitting up like open mic nights. I really want to start a band, but really just being able to play music, I don't have to make money off of it. I just enjoy playing it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate end goal is, you know, to possibly make this my career. But as of now, it's just a really fun hobby, you know?
Yeah.
And I love listening to music. I love going to shows. I suck at drawing, but I try to every once in a while. I just love music, man. I grew up in it, you know?
So
like,
what is it about music that, that kind of inspires you or feeds your soul?
That shivering feeling that you get when you hear a song that just resonates with you, or a song that you have like really strong memories tied to, like really happy, good memories, and even sad ones, you know, it can totally be tied to sad memories as well, which also helps. You know, it kind of helps. Like when I'm depressed, I really like listening to depressing music, like, you know, some Elliott Smith or like The Cure or something, because it helps you realize that you're not alone, you know. Like, there are other people that have felt just as crappy as you do right now, whether you're going through a breakup or you just got fired or, you know, your best friend died, you know, like, you can connect with somebody else in that sense, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you mentioned at the beginning that that today's kind of been a little bit of a funky day for you.
Yeah.
So, on a day like today, what music are you putting on?
I like some kind of like chill step, I guess. It's kind of like really mellow EDM, like groups like Purity Ring, Gold Panda. And it's just like really downbeat, you know, low tempo, just really chill, soothing kind of ambient music, I guess.
Yeah.
you know, and then if I want to get, like, amped up, you know, in the morning, got to listen to some punk rock or some ska, you know, some ska punk, get me going, or some heavy metal, you know. I'm pretty eclectic. I like a little bit of everything. I don't like to, you know, narrow, put on the blinders, you know, and just only listen to punk or only listen to, you know, ska. So many people, like, pigeonhole themselves into just one genre when there's so much good stuff out there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, not everything is for everybody, you know, not everybody's gonna like everything, but still, I feel like people should, yeah, I'm totally putting expectations on people. Wrong thing to do. But in my opinion, I think everything would just be a little better, like, you know, just broaden your horizons a little bit, and not just with music, just with everything, you know, with food, with culture, with everything, you know. Find your yes, you know.
So what is it? At what point did you get, were you interested in wanting to play an instrument or play music?
Well, I grew up around it, you know. I mean, my dad's a drummer and a guitarist. My mom's an accomplished pianist. My brother plays pretty much everything under the sun. So I grew up.
Partridge family.
Yep, yeah, kind of. Yeah. You know, yeah, we just didn't tour. We didn't have we didn't have a show or anything. But I played with the church band every now and then back in the day. I've just always been fascinated with music and just at getting my hands on any instrument I can and learning as much as I can about it.
Yeah.
I'm really mostly self-taught when it comes to, like, guitar, drums, and all that. And I've pretty much forgotten all the theory that I learned back in school. But, and actually, I'm kind of torn between going to school for music or not doing it and just kind of making my own path. So I feel like if you go to school for music, like, they give you these set ways to play this. This is how you play a blues song. This is a rock progression. This is a country progression. This is a jazz progression, whatever. And it kind of, it stunts creativity. So you just end up playing the same thing over and over. Like, I mean, you know, hundreds of the, you know, top 40 songs that have come out in the past, you know, 40 years consist of the same four chords.
Sure. Yeah, I love that, the song, the four chord song.
Yeah, four chord song was at those.
Is it Axis of Evil, Australian group?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I just saw that not too long ago.
Is it Axis of Awesome?
I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook.
Middle Eastern Axis of Evil.
I can look it up.
You would think, like, not important, but yeah.
But not important, but yeah, like, same four chords, you know? It's like, I don't know, I want to, as far as with my music and, like, what I create, I want to break away from the norm, you know, like, bands like Modest Mouse. You look at Modest Mouse, they are completely different from anything you've ever heard in your entire life. They are just so unique, so different, and yet they sound so awesome, and they've actually had some, you know, decent commercial success, but that's not what it's all about. It's about, you know, creating something that you're proud of, and something that, I don't know, that other people can enjoy.
So for a listener out there like me, who I love music, but I can't tell you one band or one style of music.
Yeah.
But for me, if I wanted to, like, dig in and hear a couple really interesting, eclectic kind of pieces of music, whether it's a specific song or a band, give me two or three recommendations.
Definitely Modest Mouse. Okay. Like I said, they are amazing. The Mars Volta.
Okay.
They are a band that you can't even, like, put them in any genre. They're so unique. And then also Rodrigo y Gabriela. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No, not at all.
They are amazing. It's just a flamenco guitar duo, but they're very heavily influenced by heavy metal. So, like, they do a cover of Stairway to Heaven. That's amazing. Actually, you've probably heard it. Okay. I feel like everybody's heard that acoustic cover of Stairway to Heaven. They do a cover of, like, Orion by Metallica.
Okay.
They do a couple other Led Zeppelin songs. But so it's flamenco guitar, all influenced by heavy metal. And these guys practice, like, 8 hours a day. They're so devoted to their music. It's inspiring, really. I love listening to them, though. Actually, they're great to listen to at work, too.
Okay.
Because then I'm just, you know, dancing around. I'm having a good time. And it kind of fits the whole, you know, Mexican vibe of the, you know, papos. So.
So yesterday is when we met, and you were talking about, I know we're here on the island, and it's the island vibe, but you were saying, like, you would love to see yourself in Portland. Tell me about that.
I really want to go to Portland. My brother just moved out there about a year and a half ago, somewhere around there. And he's loving it out there. I mean, he's, you know, he's making his own music. He's working at a bar right now, which, you know, that's just to make money, you know, but he's doing what he loves.
Yeah.
And he's playing music, and me and my brother are really close. You know, we're 20 months apart. You know, we've always been super, super close, best friends. And for one, I really, really miss him. For two, I love making music with him. And for three, I've been here my entire life. It's like, it's time to, like, leave the nest, you know? I mean, this is my comfort zone, you know? I have a lot of connections here. I know a lot of people here. All my family's here. But it's like, I just can't spend my whole entire life here. Eventually, I'll come back, you know, settle down, like, later on or whatever. But right now, it's like, I need to get out there. You know, like, that's where it's happening right now. Maybe in 10 years, it'll probably be ruined, you know, by all the hipsters. But, you know, that happens. Yeah, like with Seattle. You know, whatever.
So, do you have a plan in place right now, or is it still just an idea?
It's still an idea. I'm thinking about just sticking around through season, saving up as much money as I can, and then shooting over there.
Yeah.
And then maybe just, like, spend the off season over there, come back for a season, and then just go back and forth, or, you know, who knows? It's up in the air still.
What would you say is the one obstacle kind of standing in the way right now?
Ah, man, just family, really, you know? Like, because I've introduced the idea to my dad and, you know, other family members, and they're all like, oh, well, you know, Dusty already left, and, you know, now you're leaving, and my dad's getting old, and he's having health issues, you know, there's a lot there, but I don't know, I can always come back, you know, like, that's what I keep telling them, like, you know, it's not like I'm halfway across the world, I'm just, you know, halfway across the, well, all the way across the country,
yeah,
but whatever.
Exactly.
But that is the one main thing, is just family and friends. You know, it's kind of scary going to a completely foreign new place and knowing one person there. I know a few other people in Portland that have moved out there, so I guess I would have a decent, like, you know, group of friends out there. But it's just really, really scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Super scary.
But on the opposite side of the same coin is, like, what an awesome adventure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fear,
that's
fear and adventure is kind of the, you know, two sides of the same coin.
I would really love to just, like, get some beater that's in, like, decent shape and just drive there and just have, like, a cross country road trip adventure.
Trip
exactly. Yeah. You know, on the road, man.
Well,
that's,
I mean, dude, we know it's your yes. So your yes and is to get that beater, make that trip, and get out to Portland.
That is the yes and.
I love it. Love it. Johnny, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thank you, sir.
It is a pleasure.
I appreciate you having me on your show.
I appreciate you being here. For anyone listening who is in this area, this part of Florida, you got to come by Papo's. A free plug, because it's fantastic.
And we got four locations. You know, you don't have to come all the way out to the island. We got one in Bradenton. We got one in Sarasota. So come check us out.
Awesome.
It's all fresh, antibiotic free, all organic produce for the most part, as much as we can.
All right. Thanks for listening to the weekly Yes And podcast. What is your yes? That was Johnny. Have a great day, man.
You too, man.